This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yay!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, if you're hungry, let's go down to Studio 54, dance, and have some cheap, greasy food in New York City, of all places.
Studio 54, is that still around?
No, it's a distant memory in New York City.
Opened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You caught me off guard.
The
Studio 54.
Yeah.
Yeah. It opened in 1927. Can you believe that?
No, I don't believe it. But okay.
Yeah.
If it says
there you
so,
go.
Wikipedia yeah. would never be wrong. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are you doing? All right, you know.
All right, so why are we going to Studio 54?
Well, it's just that the opening story today is about New York, and I'm so sick of New York. I'm so sick of New Yorkers. And I know it's not all New Yorkers, but my gosh, yesterday with Cuomo and the new abortion on demand after birth. I'm like, good Lord, these people, I don't know if they're people anymore. And I know at the risk of alienating my own brethren, because I came onto this planet in Manhattan, right? At NYU. But we got out, and I'm happy I got out. But my gosh, I feel for the good people in New York, what they're dealing with, because there's a bunch of idiots running the show in government. You know what they did? By the way, we got a great show. Just want to let you know, it's not all going to be this. right? We got Jeffrey Jackson on today. We've got to cover some big territory on the vaccine bills in every state of the nation. There's 76 active them right now. We're going to find out how many of them are actually promoting freedom, how many of them are trying to take away your freedom to say no to vaccines. Let's see, what else we got? More MMR discussion. And then we got a very special second hour. Some of y'all saw it already because we pre-recorded yesterday with Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science and Hagentiers from Germany. Say it.
From Deutschland.
Right.
No, it's Deutschland.
Oh, you learned how to say it right.
Deutschland.
A German in the studio. But
that's
great
right.
hour on 5G, the real threats and the unknown threats, the hidden threats to it. And also we'll go more into the technology of why the key home and the key protector of some kind. It's amazing what's happening. We have a way to navigate through this dangerous electromagnetic frequency corruption disruption terrain. So that's what's coming up now. Surviving New York City. You could turn off your router all you want. There's going to be 1,000 other routers in your vicinity. So you're going to want to pay attention in hour two, folks, because the good people in New York City, I want to help, but the stupid ones, I don't know what we can do. And we're going to,
we'll help the stupid ones, too.
We will. We won't discriminate.
Yeah. No.
Right. I've just, you know, gotten... Yesterday really got me. It did. I know it did.
Yeah. I know it did. I think you guys ended up doing, like, two segments on it. And,
yeah. With Jonathan? Yeah.
That really got under your skin.
Well, yeah. And then the Virginia governor... I mean, like, the lack of concern for life itself... I mean, it's obvious in the medical profession. We know that. Even though I don't say doctors go in to try and hurt people. That's not what I'm saying. But they end up doing it, and... the statistics bear it out in the peer-reviewed literature. Now, what do we do about the lack of intelligence, economic intelligence in New York City?
Well, you know, look, apparently in New York, they have learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Some what I would consider basic economics. I'm not an economic major, but I know enough in as far as math goes that I could have figured this out long before they did here in New York, because they were pushing, and I know a lot of other places have tried to do this, where they want to push for this higher minimum wage, right? And the logic that they use with that is that if we pay people more, then they're going to make more money. People deserve more money. They're not, you know, especially in these jobs where they're working like in food service, right? Or they're working at McDonald's, or they're working at what at one time was considered an entry level job, right? Not a career.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to be able to work at McDonald's and make a living unless you were management. And it was like, you know, high schoolers, part-timers, whatever, it's entry level. But they say, you know, we got to raise the rate. And I think it went from 13 to 13.50 or 15 up to $15.
From 13 to 15 bucks, basically. Yeah.
So $2 more an hour. And you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? Well, if you're a business owner or a manager that's hired to run a business and survive, it's got to make money. At least break even, but you can't just get by with breaking even unless you're a nonprofit. I don't know where they don't see this. You raise the money on your employees, that's a cost to your business. You're going to have to make it up somewhere else. Either you're going to have to cut staff or cut hours or raise prices. And of course, you know, you don't want to fire people. Yeah, or all three, or a combination of all three. But, I mean, you know, you're your business owner. Your first thought is, I don't want to fire people, but if it's between running this business or going bankrupt, you're going to do it. And they're like, no, you should just be, you know, of course. Then what happens? You raise prices, and guess what? The people who voted for the price increase for the minimum wage are complaining about the cost of the food in restaurants in New York.
Yeah, and they're shocked, right? And they're irritated and stuff. And again, this listen, this hurts everybody. It hurts, and that's the thing that they just don't understand. They want people to make more money by doing the same work that they've been doing, and they think that what's going to happen is that if we force the business owner to pay the employees more, then the business owners are going to take it out of their pocket. Now, let me ask you something. If you were a guy who said, you know what, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to start a business. Most people do that because why? They want to make money. I mean, that's why people do that, right?
Right.
So do you think that if I, as an entrepreneur, am going to go through all of the work and the expense and the stress
and the risk
of starting a business, taking out loans and blah, 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 that I am going to then, when the government says you must pay your employees more, you think I'm going to take that out of my pocket? Why should I have to do that?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's so stupid. Right? It's like the people that say, if we could just increase the prices, I'm sorry, let me say this backwards. If you could just increase the taxes on corporations, it all would be right with the world, because then we'll soak the rich, or the wealthy will pay their fair share. It's like, are you a numbnut? What do you think's going to happen? Who really pays those taxes? Well, same scenario. The price of their business just went up. They've got to decide whether they have to cut back on employees, find cheaper sources of whatever ingredients they use, or ultimately, guess what, raise their prices. And you've got people like a Starbucks patron by the name of Edward Beck quoted in this article. It's obnoxious, kind of a slap in the face. Another increase and I won't come back. Yes, that's right, Edward. You'll have to make your own coffee. Or you know, the thing is, it's not good for the business, because then people are going to go, I'm not going to the business. So it's a downward spiral. All the while, you're like, oh, if we could just raise the rates of the people.
But see, that's not how business works. Because, I mean, for example, take a look at, like, gas stations, right? When one gas station raises its prices, the other gas stations follow suit. Why do they do that? Because people have to buy gas, right? And so they're going to buy whatever, you know, they're going to pay whatever the price of gas is in their community, right? Same thing goes for coffee or for hamburgers or whatever. You know, I mean, look, they're all having to pay this minimum wage. So they're all going to end up raising their prices. So unless you don't plan on eating, you're going to pay whatever it is that you got to pay in your city.
As I said, you'll end up making a bagged lunch at home and save
the money. Which you could. Sure, you could. But, Robert, you know, we're focusing on this particular article where it's talking about restaurants. But if the minimum wage in New York across the board is now up to 15%, then I would have to guess, or $15, I would have to guess that probably the price of your bologna for your bologna sandwich is going to end up going up. And the price of bread and the price of milk, you know?
And here the reason why they're demanding the increased wages, because, of course, the Federal Reserve note fiat dollar loses purchase value. And that's, again, going back, we're dealing with a symptom here of increasing, you know, the minimum wage. It doesn't address the underlying reason why the dollar can't buy as much as it used to. And that goes to the heart of what? Inflation, which is, higher prices are not inflation. That's the symptom of inflation. Inflation is increasing the money supply. When it's untethered from gold and silver or from something, you know, limited or somewhat scarce, then the ability to just, you know, print it out of thin air, enter it into digits, et cetera, creates this scenario where you'll never get ahead. And, of course, the price of government plays a role in here, too. Just try to start a business in New York City or in a lot of cities around the country, and you'll find out how many months or years it can take and how many people you have to grease or pay off. And then, of course, you see that nobody can afford. I don't know how anybody affords to live in New York, much less buy food in New York.
The cost of living is insane in New York, just like it is in the Bay Area where I grew up.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
You know, listen, how much time do we have?
Oh, about a minute.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing that, and I may be completely out of touch here, but a lot of these jobs where people are making this minimum wage, you know, the thought here is that, oh, they're not making a living wage. Well, again, I don't think those jobs were ever intended to be something that somebody was going to live on, right? These used to be the job that you would get when you first got out of high school, and then you would move on to something else that paid a living wage, right?
Yeah. You're being a hard ass today. You know that, Super Don.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love it when you're that way, but it's okay. you know, it kind of balances me out, makes me look like the old softy. Listen, folks, a little bit of economic healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Free competition in currency. Wouldn't it be great? You get to decide what you want to use, and then maybe you could put the Federal Reserve out of business when everybody says, you know what? I don't know what it's going to cost tomorrow based on their printing of money. Or the petrodollar, again, if oil goes up through the roof. Big trouble in big China and big New York City and everywhere else, folks. We talk about healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and even political here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about the MMR vaccine, a lot of the bills going around in the States. Also, again, how to protect against 5G and then some. That's coming up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the weekend now, it wouldn't be the same without Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter, a good friend, doing great work. And he was just on the high wire once again with Del Bigtree yesterday, talking about some unusual or maybe typical coincidences across the states regarding vaccine mandates or removing exemptions. And I wonder who or what is behind it. Maybe Jeffrey can give us some insight. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on. Yes, we have some interesting things going on in the United States. We all kind of knew this was coming, and if you didn't know, now you're going to know. 76 active vaccine bills happening right now. About half of them, 36 or so, are what I like to say expanding pharmaceutical bottom lines. They are trying to find ways to get vaccines in you and your kids. They're implementing tracking systems. They're allowing people, optometrists, to vaccinate in one state particularly. Now, these are all bills that are active. It doesn't mean they're law. And now the good news is there's about 36 as well that are protecting individual liberty, strengthening informed consent, which should already be there as we talked about, but they're making sure it's there by passing laws to force these doctors to show everything before the shot happens, show the
right
safety profile, show the risk, show the ingredients. This is in Arizona.
Jeffrey, I covered that. I mentioned this guy, the Republican in Arizona, to present a most unusual bill that would say before you can vaccinate in this state, you must present all of the ingredients and all of the known side effects. And I thought, well, where did this come from? Because, you know, we're mostly hearing about the other way, where we're just going to keep information from you. You're just going to have to get it. Don't ask questions. And we're going to make it harder and harder to say no.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Now, Arizona is also doing They have two bills, HB 2505 and HB 2162, both working to eliminate personal beliefs and remove personal belief exemptions and conscientious belief exemptions. So there is also the flip side of that. So there's a battle going on at the legislative level at this point right now. The battle's on. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a bill here or there. All across the U.S., your representatives are duking it out, and it's really helpful. I recommend everybody to go to National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, their advocacy portal, sign up there. It takes a second. You basically just put your name in there and what state you're in, and they'll send you updates, who to talk to, what bills are going. They'll send you alerts. It's the best database out there. It's updated in real time. I use that for all my research. Now, what's interesting is I talked to Dell about this yesterday on Highwire. Washington has the kind of the pearl-clutching measles outbreak of 30, I think it's 39 now. Well, when it was 26, the governor, Jay Inslee, of Washington, he declared a national emergency. Coincidentally, on that same day, we have HB 1638 out of Washington, which eliminates personal philosophical exemptions for the MMR. How coincidental is that? Now, I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just saying it's kind of a coincidence the day the governor has a state of emergency on measles outbreak, they try to take that philosophical exemption away.
Well, another layer of vaccines being the leading cause of coincidence on planet Earth.
Exactly. And here, like, one of the most concerning ones, I was looking through all these bills, these 76, basically. I was looking through NVIC.org's list and just looking for some rhymes, some rhythms. New York. A-099, this is probably the most authoritarian one I've seen out there currently. It allows forced vaccination and medical treatment under, quote, certain circumstances. The bill says it allows the detention of a person or a group of people who are in contact or a carrier of a contagious disease. It also allows the enforcement of forced vaccination upon those people. This is a bill in New York right now. Again,
wow.
It's A-099. You can look it up. This is where we're at, people. Do you think in Washington right now with this measles outbreak or in New Jersey with measles outbreak, if these bills were active, I can almost guarantee from the trend I see that it wouldn't even be a big deal. They would be just detaining these people and anybody they came in contact with and just force vaccinating them. I really do think this is where we're going. And this bill, if it sounds crazy for me to say that, there's a bill that's allowing this. Now, will they do it right away? No, but it's on the books. And if it goes through, someone will have the power to do that at some point, which is very disturbing. So get out there, get active. Everybody listening, I'm doing my best. I know you're doing your best. Contact your individual legislature and your representatives and tell them if they're doing a good job, tell them that. And if they're not, tell them that.
Send them back and listen. New York, the place for post-birth abortions, now they want to basically round you up and force vaccinate you. Under their own what version of whatever laws are trying to pass there. We got Jeffrey Jackson on, at least another segment here, heading into the weekend. We're going to talk about the absurdity of the measles panic at the levels that it is, how many people are dying, dropping dead on the streets or whatever. We can go back 15 years and see those numbers compared to those who are vaccinated, as well as maybe talk about something that's a real emergency, because it isn't measles. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built. we have on the wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's page in his 1984 medical yearbook contains a photo of a person in blackface and another wearing a KKK hood next to different pictures of the governor. In a statement, the governor said he was sorry for appearing in the photo and apologized to Virginians. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Are y'all in a panic because measles? Am I the only show that's actually applauding the measles outbreak because it's actually going to bring good immunity to the people? Although the question is still, which form of the measles or which strain of the measles are we talking about primarily? Transferring person to person out there, is it coming from the shedding of the measles vaccines, the MMR vaccine? Checking in on that and a whole lot of other things. It is Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. Links are up in the show notes, robertscoutbell.com. His latest article, Unsettled Science, we have linked, and there's an upcoming discussion of, I guess, some more of these bills that are going to be coming down the pike on the state level.
You bet. Yes, there is. And going back to those bills, we have that Washington measles outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That's whatever the coincidence is, there's a MMR bill now going through to take away personal belief exemptions for that vaccine, the MMR vaccine. Now, it was interesting when I was going through all of these. This is kind of the big news item for me. It was kind of an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going through all these active vaccine bills, I took a little U-turn and I said, I'm going to go and look at every single person that is sponsoring and co-sponsoring these bills, every person, and I'm going to put a D or an R next to their name according to their political affiliation.
Okay.
And I want to see where this adds up. So after, you know, 3-4 hours of viewing that, I found out that roughly the bills that are expanding pharmaceutical bottom lines, I call it, mm-hmm. expanding the vaccine agenda, 87% of those approximately were Democrats. Now, I say this with no political bias. I'm saying this because this is where the information leads me. I don't have a
dog in the fight, right? Yeah.
Correct. I'm just going where the information.
All right. So you said, you know, we were talking about all these, 76 or so active vaccine bills that are looking to limit or remove exemptions, personal belief, or somehow mandate, make it easier to vaccinate by force. 87% of those sponsored bills initially started by a Democratic politician. Democrat.
Yes.
Okay.
Democrats are sponsoring it and co-sponsoring it. That's not to say Republicans are not guilty either. There's 13% of roughly were sponsored and co-sponsored by Republicans as well. However, it's interesting because this was the day before when I was doing this research, the day before the Virginia governor came out, and I know you've covered this, Ralph Northam said that we can kill basically infants, we can kill babies at third trimester and beyond.
Wow.
And
yeah.
So Barr is a Democrat as well, and I'm looking. There's a great article in bigweekpolitics.com, and it says that he was sponsored by he received $2 million from Planned Parenthood, and a lot of it was in 2017. There were some big infusions of cash, so no surprise there. But it makes me wonder what the Democratic Party doing.
It's the party of big pharma. I mean, you know, that's the thing. The PR for the Democrats, they always blame Republicans. They're all about big business and you know, how they don't care about the little people. I'm like, the Democrats, if there ever were a party of big business, it's big pharma. And the fact that they're against the little people, the average folks going, you know what, I would like to make this decision with my doctor, the doctor of my choice. And, of course, that's another aspect of the health insurance schemes that you've got. We call her Camaro Harris now, coming out and saying she wants to get rid of all insurance and make it mandatory Medicare for all. And, of course, Medicare,
yes.
There's no homeopathy. In fact, in order to get the benefits in Medicare and Medicaid, you're going to find increasingly the adult vaccine mandates will be basically enforced if you want to be covered.
That's right. And, you know, I looked at Stat News. Now, Stat News would be considered a more mainstream pro-pharmaceutical outlet. They reported in November that as Election Day was nearing, pharma spent more heavily on Democrats as well. And this was from the Center of Responsive Politics. It was using data compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics. They found that 63% of the industry's campaign, this is pharmaceutical industry, et cetera, contributions went to the Democrats. So, you know, that could swing the other way at some point too, but
sure.
This is just, I need to report that because this is what reality is right now. This is what's happening. So that's something to keep in mind, but these bills are coming fast and furious. And which I also think is interesting is mainstream media is doing what they normally do. They don't report both sides of the story, but then we're seeing the medical pundits, the talking heads that they trot out, the Paul Offits, the Peter Hoteses. These people are calling, there's a new talking point of the debate's over. We're no longer in a debate with anti-vaxxers. They don't deserve our debate. Debating with them means that we lose and lives are at risk. Okay, well, at the same time, a monumental number of vaccine bills are coming down the pipe. This is the time to debate. This is the time we need open conversation about these things. So effectively what they're doing is they're silencing any opposition to this stuff as it's coming through hard and fast. So this is we need to look at that agenda for exactly what it is and what's happening right now is they're trying to silence debate as this stuff is trying to seed into our communities, basically, as these vaccine agendas.
Well, does this tie into your article last week about the unsettled science? I mean, you know, because that was the other thing you said. There is no debate. They're also saying the science is settled. I mean, it's effectively the same sentence, if you will, just modified with different words, but it means the same thing.
Yes. In fact, I started the title of the article is "The U.S. Government Loses the Vaccine Debate." I started the first sentence of that article with "The science is settled. Vaccine narrative is now effectively dead in the water." Why did I write that? Well, if anybody, I would recommend or urge anybody that has any liking to this conversation or is interested in this conversation, I'll go to icandecide.org and you go to the government papers. That's Informed Consent Action Network. There's a tab that says government. If you go there, there's an HHS notice, an HHS response, and an ICANN reply to HHS. So what happened is in October, ICANN is a nonprofit. Del Bigtree and team works on that with a handful of lawyers. They sent HHS a notice, and they said basically about the vaccine safety and about what they're doing to make that happen and why are they – basically it's 11 points that are opposed to them. They wrote back a 9-page letter to basically 23-something pages that were opposed to them. They admitted in that letter, and this is in my article, that they do not do placebo control studies. This is admitted by the government now. So this is not anti-vaxxer stuff that they've been saying. This is what HHS wrote back in response to why are you not doing safety studies with the Hep B vaccine? Why are you only following these kids for 4 days? Why are there no true saline placebos? And they wrote, quote, "Many pediatric vaccines have been investigated in clinical trials that included a placebo, but as defined, the placebo, as defined by the CDC, is a substance or treatment that has no effect on human beings." So they're saying that inert placebo controls are not required to understand the safety profile of a new vaccine. This is HHS. This is what they wrote back, Health and Human Services. They are responsible for vaccine safety. They said in some cases, inclusion of a placebo control group is considered unethical. So here we go. And then later on in that letter, they claim that vaccines are held to strict safety standards. So that's a schizophrenic reply. So this is part of this HHS notice. Now, ICANN wrote back 88 pages to them, and it's the most thorough 88 pages. It's going to take a couple of days for someone to read it through, mm-hmm. but you'll be an expert on vaccine safety, or I should say lack of safety. You will know the truth. Pass the media spin. It'll give you everything you'll ever need to know about it and why it's important for us to stop these bills because mm-hmm. the safety is not there. The safety tests have not been done.
Jeffrey, when I used to tweet out, before we even had this information through ICANN and the challenge to HHS on this, I would point out that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies on vaccines to determine safety or efficacy. And, man, you want to talk about an apoplectic, skeptic response? They just tore into me, yelling, verbally abusing me on Twitter, right? Because they had nothing else to do. They were caught dead to rights, and they knew it even before this revelation that there were no double-blind placebo-controlled studies, but they somehow try to manage to say, well, in this case, it's not necessary, kind of like what the CDC's response was. So they were already given talking points. But it was just an ugly interface when you point that out to them, because then they have to change or alter their own gold standard when they come after anything they don't agree with. Oh, yes, you haven't done the studies. There's no science to support it. And, of course, now they have to acknowledge there's no science to support the vaccine paradigm, much less the individual vaccines that have been put onto the schedule.
Exactly. And there's something in that notice. It's called the vaccine pyramid scheme. So basically, It's a infographic, and it shows the layers of assumptions regarding vaccine safety. So what happens, take one vaccine and test it against another vaccine, each with its own safety profile with risks. And they'll say, well, that other vaccine was the placebo, but that's not a true placebo. So what the team did at ICANN was they traced back all the vaccines all the way back to the first one, because surely if you're going to give the first test, a first vaccine in the sequence back, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, then you should test it against a placebo because there's no other vaccine to test it against. Well, those weren't done either. So the license is not based on any placebo control trials, and that's at the base of this infographic. And then mm-hmm. everything above it are all the vaccines that have been tested against each other. So it's a pyramid scheme. You're looking that the vaccine safety science is a pyramid scheme. It's as simple as that. And I know that's hard for people to hear. They may not like me if doctors are listening for the first time or nurses, but check your science. Check the HHS notice. HHS had to basically concede to that because they can't give any other proof.
Doctors, you should be embarrassed that you bought the lies of government medicine. It is. It's government medicine. Of course, we could say it's purchased by the pharmaceutical industry, but ultimately it's, you know, government sanctioned, and then people look to the government for their cue, right? CDC says it's safe. CDC says this is a schedule. Doctors blindly obey as if they're Pavlovian dogs.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully said. And people that are maybe sitting down to read this HHS notice for the first time, there were some FOIA documents that that discovered some emails that were talking about this HHS request, this response. And almost every government agency took part in signing off on this. So this wasn't just one or two people at HHS. They can't say this was our secretary and she got it wrong. the emails, the FOIA emails that ICANN found showed that the CDC, FDA, HRSA, NIH, the National Vaccine Program Office, and the Assistant Secretary for Financial Resources, they all signed off on this. It went all to every one of them, this 9-page response.
Mm-hmm.
So this was their best they had. And it's quite frankly, it's terrible. It's terrible that so many people reading their 9-page response, so many people have been demonized and attacked for saying exactly what they can't admit, which is they've never done those studies.
Yeah.
They don't have correct reporting systems. They're missing
two
adverse
words.
Event reporting.
Two words, conspiracy reality. We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask Jeffrey to hang out for one more segment here. Too important to let him go just yet. Check it all out. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
It's almost too stunning to believe, but the folks at ICANN, Dell Big Tree, that's Informed Consent Action Network, put it to the HHS, group of lawyers that are writing this really well, and the 88-page response to it, just stunning. The revelations, again, the science is not on the side of the vaccinators, the vaccination cult, we call it here, or religious belief system, not based on double-blind peer-reviewed studies and science. And yet, you know, billions and billions of dollars basically are used via the taxpayer funding through the CDC to purchase these things in a practically mandatory way at the state level. Most people, I say most, maybe many at least, don't know that they have ways to opt out. Some states have religious-only exemptions. Some states have philosophical or conscientious objection. And all states supposedly have medical exemption, although try to get it in California, they're attacking the doctors who have given it. All based on what? Sound science? No. There's no sound. The sound of silence when it comes to the science that isn't there. Jeffrey Jackson reporting on it so well. And again, this is something that you'd think that Congress would now want to hold hearings on. But just as Congressman Posey read into the congressional record the testimony or claims of William Thompson, hashtag CDC whistleblower, crickets are chirping still in Congress after this.
Yeah, it's really interesting how that is still playing out right now. That's kind of a piece of fruit that could have been plucked at that point and really set this debate into the atmosphere it needed to be set at that time. So where that stands right now, it's anybody. Only William Thompson knows that. But I'm seeing this week the rhetoric is pretty interesting. This past week, we're seeing the Fox News chief medical correspondent he called for arresting, persecuting, I think was the word he used, doctors that write exemptions in California. So, you know, this is how the bills work. They say, wow. Well, we only want to take away this. We only want to change the religious exemption, change the philosophical exemption. And then once they get the foot in the door, like in California, we see them racing for the doctors. They race for everybody that are giving these exemptions. The health departments are pressuring schools against FERPA rights to give up all their records and to find these doctors that are giving the exemptions. It's a frenzy. So it's really important that we support the people that are writing the bills to defend against that. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some really interesting bills coming out next week, from what I understand. So we'll keep an eye on that.
We'll be reporting
on it
as
that happens.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, go ahead, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Oh, that's it. I was reading also in ABC News, I put a tweet out on Twitter about this. Peter Hotez is kind of like the guy they always go to for the vaccine risk denier comment.
Right.
You know, he's the expert. And he says, we're not hearing from federal agencies to counter the anti-vaccine lobby. Well, I'm sitting here with this 88-page HHS response in my hand, and I said, actually, we've heard from all of them. They signed off on all of these.
Right.
And this is what they said. So, I mean, bold-faced lies at this point. They're just lying to the finish line.
No, and as evidenced by the bills in the state level to try and remove exemptions, et cetera, or increase mandates, and the fact that 87% of these bills are sponsored by Democrats, should tell you all you need to know who the statists are, who believes in individual liberty or the sanctity of the family. By the way, the health alert that we got yesterday, a couple of days ago, whatever it was, about measles in Rockland County, 124 cases of measles at the time. 31 of those had not been vaccinated against measles. So do the math. That means 93 of the 124 people that are suffering with measles right now were vaccinated. That's a 75% failure rate, folks.
Absolutely incredible.
I mean, look at that. And then my next question is, and Jeffrey, I don't know if you have the answer. We can come back on it if we find out. The circulating strain, is it the wild-type measles, or is it the strain that's shedding from the virus, the MMR itself?
I haven't been able to pin that down myself. I know that the CDC is locking down FOIA requests when people are writing to them to ask for what the strains are. They're not as readily available at this point. So I can get back to you on that. What I can say is, Mary Holland, she's a New York based law professor. She wrote the book HPV Vaccine on Trial with two other women. She said in an interview about 2 weeks ago that we have to watch the Democrats try to affect the states, the states where the Democrats have control of all three positions in the state. And looking at these bills right now, she says spring 2019 is where she predicts this will come. They're really going to run for it. So
yeah, y'all pay attention.
New York, Washington.
Yeah, pay attention, folks, in the Democrat-controlled states. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Next hour, we're going to talk about protection from another threat. That's electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, particularly from 5G. And we've got some solutions for you as well coming up. Thank you, Jeffrey. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.